An anonymous longtime friend of the station from Lumberton sent us a generous end-of-the-year donation, along with this note. Every time I listen to Diane Rehm, my enthusiasm tends to be dampened. But never mind me. With the exception of my feelings that the station leans more left than it ever has before and is not balanced in certain program choices, the music is non-political and has no ideology, and I enjoy that, so I will donate. We thank Anonymous both for the contribution and the comment. Listener Izzy wrote, "In your effort to reach younger listeners, wouldn't it be wonderful to devote some of our newscast time to middle and high school students? Instead of replaying stories 4 and 5 times, give a microphone to an enthusiastic, curious, and ambitious teen. We have thousands of interesting youth who would love to share their stories and concerns." As you may know, WHQR's Great American Songbook Holiday Special, produced by George Scheibner and hosted by Philip Furia, was for the first time distributed nationally by Public Radio International. It joins our 20-years-plus program in national syndication, Seasons Griot, produced by Mary Bradley and hosted by Madafo Lloyd Wilson. Listener Furaha wrote to us about Griot. "Seasons greetings. I'm an international baccalaureate English teacher, but I'm practically speechless after having listened to an incredible program to celebrate the first day of Kwanzaa. For half the year, I live in Panama. The other half, I live in Durham, where I listen to WNCU, and that's how I discovered your station, because of the Kwanzaa program. During the 1970s, I lived and worked in California and celebrated Kwanzaa with my family and friends. It was a time of great joy as we shared our history and cultural traditions that many of us had brought via our parents who were migrants from the southern states. Tonight's program took me back to that magical time and made me laugh yet cry with nostalgia. Most of all, it left me with a sense that I could relive my childhood. I could hear my father's prayers on Christmas morning as he knelt in faith that his chronic misdeeds would be overlooked. We kids only wanted him to hurry up so that we could get to our roller skates and hit the sidewalks for a day of perfecting our skills. Our mother's culinary talents produced a turkey soaked in its juices, filled with cornbread dressing and roasted to a mouth-watering treat. Of course, she'd already baked a 3-layer coconut cake, a chocolate frosted cake, and sweet potato pies. Navel oranges, red apples, hard candies, candy canes, and walnuts, chestnuts, almonds, and Brazil nuts filled our stockings. Please convey to the wonderful producers of A Season's Griot my heartfelt thanks for bringing such a beautiful experience into my home." And listener Jack of Hawaii wrote, "On our local public radio station, Hawaii's KHPR, I'm enjoying the wonderful Season's Griot. All of it is great. The lady reading the singing frog story is especially brilliant. Is there a way to get a copy of this year's program, either in a podcast or CD?" Yes, there is. CD copies of the program are available for $15. For more information, write to whqr@whqr.org. Listeners Diane and Peter wrote, "We appreciate WHQR. It's a great station. Hope you'll consider adding the People's Pharmacy to your programming schedule. Thank you, and Happy New Year." And a Happy New Year from us to all of our listeners. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback in 2013. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.